USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump is now back on the campaign trail with his rally before thousands of supporters in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The rally came amid prolonged concerns about the coronavirus pandemic and the nationwide outcry over racial injustice in the wake of George Floyd's death. Before an enthusiastic crowd, the president talked about how upset he is with the NFL.
And explain this to the NFL. I like the NFL. I like Roger Goodell, but I didn't like what he said a week ago. We will never kneel to our national anthem or our great American flag. We will stand proud and we will stand tall.
Tulsa marked the president's first rally since early March, when both Trump and Biden canceled in-person campaign events as the seriousness of the coronavirus crisis began to set in. This is U.S.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As tensions gear up between the two nations, North Korea is preparing to flood the South with mountain-high piles of propaganda leaflets denouncing South Korea's president and North Korean defectors. Many of the leaflets will feature the face of South Korean President Moon Jae-in smeared with cigarette butts. The move comes amid serious escalations in tension between the countries, which are still technically at war, as their 1950 to 1953 conflict ended without any peace treaty. Senator Amy Klobuchar said she personally called presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden to advise he pick a woman of color as his running mate, effectively announcing the end of her vice presidential aspirations. The Minnesota Democrat told MSNBC that she truly believes that it's a moment to put a woman of color on the ticket, and there are so many incredibly qualified women. Stay on top of everything going on around the nation. You can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Millions of people are celebrating fatherhood today, and USA's Wendy King takes a look back on how it began.
Millions of American fathers will be honored and celebrated on Sunday, but Friday marks 110 years since it was first observed in the United States. The first but unofficial celebration was held for the first time at a YMCA in Spokane, Washington, on June 19, 1910, after a campaign by a 28-year-old resident, Sonora Smart Dodd, for the city to institute a holiday honoring fathers. She first conceived of the idea during a Mother's Day sermon earlier that year. She's known as the mother of Father's Day. Her and her five siblings were raised by a single father after their mother died in childbirth. Dodd asked the city of Spokane to recognize the event on her father's birthday, June 5th. City officials, however, moved it back to June 19th to allow pastors time to prepare the sermons. Father's Day celebrations then spread to other parts of the Pacific Northwest, with Portland, Oregon also suggesting the holiday in 1911. In 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson issued the first presidential proclamation to recognize Father's Day, and then, in 1972, President Richard Nixon made it a permanent national holiday when he signed the proclamation into law.
Thanks, Wendy. And as the proud father of two wonderful children, I wish you and yours a happy Father's Day. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.